trouble. You gotta hide your rubble. You gotta hug your rubble in times of trouble. It just won't last. It's going fast. Trouble, in times of trouble, you better hug your rubble. It just won't last. Oh, it's going fast. Oh, it's going fast. Oh, and it just won't. Ladies and gentlemen in Radioland, that's the first time we actually played that song start to end at the same time. Very good. That was exciting. That was exciting for me. How about for you?
Yes.
All right. Well, we got three more songs of rock and roll persuasion. This next one, there's a video, a very intricate video that's put together by Mr. Blake here next to me. He's quite a clever chap. He really is. But the video depicts, cardboard world where things happen, so please check it out.
Now he's famous over and over and over night.
You're just blaming on tomorrow. Seconds kicked away. Oh, but we're not keeping time. Blame it on tomorrow. Yeah, just blame it on tomorrow. We had our time. Blame it on tomorrow. Just blame it on tomorrow.
Tight to every outrage, looking for a fight. We see. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Taxi's revving, and the lonesome hum that comes from my desk lamp is where I find my heaven. It's where I find my heaven. It's where I find my heaven. Heaven. But Sunday. Grace keeps flowing just as long as we can stay undressed. And a whispered word in my spirit levels. And the sacred moments of silliness are. Where I find my heaven, where I find my heaven.
beautiful sounds of Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys. Before that, we did Gigolo Aunts, or Ants. If you're from Jersey like me, you say Ants. And if you're from Masshole, you say Aunts. Right? Right, guys?
That's true.
Yep.
I thought we couldn't use that word.
Masshole?
That's C.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Masshole, you can use.
The game works. I'm ready to do
shut it. The front door. Jason Lane, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, on the town with Mikey D. We got the I Want You in studio, helping us celebrate 30 years of this awesome program. Thanks for coming in.
Great to be here. Great to be here.
So talk to me, guys. You guys have a delicious brand of rock and roll going on in there.
Thank you very much.
Whose fault is this band?
It's Blake's fault, I would say, wouldn't you?
Blake, talking to the mic.
Yeah. So, right. I think.
Oh, you have a nice loud voice.
Yeah. Okay. How long have we been doing this? Like 12 years now?
Yeah.
Or I think so.
10.
No, it's been longer than 10. Four? I think. Yeah. I'd have to go look in my archives. My brain doesn't remember that too well. But yeah, we've been doing this for back in the day, and I posted, the proverbial Craigslist ad, and the first one was lame, but the second one I had my partner rewrite it for me, and immediately this dude responded.
You're like Miami Vice soundtrack vibe. Right.
Or TJ Hooker vibe. Yeah. And then we
It was a very long ad, I might add. It was very long. It was incredibly long. I don't like to read long things, and it was very long, but it was compelling. So,
you're craning your neck. Feel free to move the mic if you need it.
Okay.
I just feel bad for you. I don't want you to. I didn't mean to step over your thought. I just want you to be comfortable.
No, that's okay.
Thank you.
Okay. No, what was it? It was long, but up until that point, before I joined with you, I'd moved back to Boston, and I probably had tried out and or with a dozen bands, and I never struck out that much. So I was like, I'm going to get really specific on what I want, and I think it paid out.
It was very specific. Yeah, and we had a couple other guys, and over time, they disappeared, and then we got these guys. We've been playing with Jeff and
Why don't you introduce everyone? So. Yeah.
Chris, why don't you introduce yourself?
Get right up on that mic.
You just did that for me.
Get right up on that mic there, Chris.
How's this?
There you go. You can pull it towards you, too.
There it is.
That's amazing.
All right. So
I'm Chris. I think we...
And you're the drummer because you're the drummer because you're the sweatiest.
You noticed.
Yeah. I'm also a drummer part-time.
Oh, cool. So you know the pain.
Exactly. And I'm Mediterranean, so I sweat buckets.
Yeah, the struggle's real. Struggle is real. I owe you guys a case of water, just so you know.
Joel keeps this place well stocked with waters.
He does, but I got to
tell you, our fearless leader.
I asked for the second one.
Yeah,
and he was super accommodating.
Yeah,
but I kind of saw through it.
He didn't want to
give that second bottle.
No. Right.
What do I look like, the water man?
Yeah,
I don't blame him.
Who blames him?
I just renewed my Costco membership. What's your background, Chris?
So I played in the early 90s and then stopped playing for 20 years.
Yep.
And then started back a couple of years ago.
Great.
And hooked up with these guys. And I'm still trying to remember how to play the drums.
I feel like there's a lot of people in that position that are listening. So that's why I kind of ask these kind of questions. I stopped playing for 5 years, 6 years. And, you never know. It's part of you. It's dormant and it's going to come out. One way or another, if it's part of you like that. So that's an awesome story.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And who do we have here?
My name's Jim.
Jim?
And I sing and play the harmonica.
So you're responsible for that awesome, raspy singing.
Yeah. That's nice. Just because I'm screaming.
Yeah?
I'm hurting my voice. Don't do it at home, kids.
Yeah? You do a lot of tea with lemon?
Yeah. No. Just mostly coffee and
Bud Light.
Bud Light. Those are both lubricants for the throat, I assume.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. So what's your influence? So you were the band leader, or is Blake the band leader?
Well, we all contribute stuff, and we're just sort of like a democracy, the way it used to be back in the States.
Yeah.
And I write songs. I've written songs forever. I never stopped. So I've been going for ever, never, never. This made me semi-deranged and so forth. So here I am.
That's great.
Ready to rock for you. How's it going?
Who are your influences?
My influences? I loved Ricky Nelson as a kid.
Great.
And stuff like that from that period.
Yeah.
You know, your Cheap Tricks, your Beatles.
Yeah.
The Cars, oh, of course. Nice. You'd be the Cars.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd be mortified if we finished and you never mentioned the Cars.
I always brag to people. I'm like, I live in the city where the Cars are from.
Yeah.
It's pretty badass.
And it's awesome. Yeah. It's awesome. I've seen those cats around too. Yeah. Sometimes, you know.
Great band.
So yeah. One of my favorites. Fantastic band. You got to check them out. Here's Blake.
Blake.
Hey, I'm Blake.
Blake, yes. Very enthusiastic on social media. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're very much welcome.
Yeah, I mean, it's always important. It sucks that we have to, but it's just the way of the world, you know?
Gotta bust them algorithms.
Yeah. Gotta get that SEO in place. You gotta be the first, I want you that comes up, you know?
Yes. It works if you put quotes around it. Don't do it. Don't search us without quotes.
That's funny.
You get rom-coms, like Jane Austen novels. You get everything.
Yeah.
And then like Cheap Trick comes up a lot. We actually have a thing where we'll cover
songs.
Yeah.
I got you.
That's good.
We do She So's Heavy. Yeah. Like, that's another one. We'll have to bust that out again sometime.
Yeah. Blake, you've been involved in other projects too.
Yeah, I've done a lot of projects. It's been ongoing.
Yeah, because we never met before in person, but your name sounded familiar to me.
Yeah, currently I also play in Walter Sickert and the Army Broken Toys.
That's right.
I am the skeleton that hides in the back corner.
That's awesome.
And I've also done some Boston bands back in the past. One was the Thungs, which we played around a lot and did a lot of fun punky stuff.
What's that spelled?
Thungs.
Oh, Thungs.
The Thungs, yes.
Oh, it's really creepy and gooey, and
We were kind of creepy.
Yeah, no, I love it. The Thungs.
Yeah, it was very...
Show me your Thungs.
Super Kinks influenced. So yeah. It was like Kinks punk rock.
That's cool.
So that was kind of what that... And I also did like a project called The Others, which was... You ever watched the TV show Lost?
Yeah.
So we would write and record, produce, and have a song up every week starting from season 3 on.
So that show has the ability just to take over your life.
It took over my life.
And it took over your songwriting life.
It took over the songwriting. We wrote 64 songs about Lost.
I think I cried at the end of that show for about 3 hours.
I was the only one in the band who really liked the ending. Yeah. Everyone else was like, what? Like,
I was screwed up for about 3 weeks after watching that last episode of that show. But that's funny because it did. It took over my... Like, I had two roommates at the time and it just took over our lives for like years.
Yeah, I bought a TV to watch the show because we recorded it. And then like we're like, we're to do season 3. And I'm like, dude, we watched all this on DVD. We have to watch this in real time. We need cable and like a...
Steal it from the neighbors.
We're not prepared.
That's hilarious. Now you could just steal someone's YouTube TV account. It's what a world we live in.
Yep.
And who do we have here?
I'm Jeff. I play guitar.
Hi, Jeff. Jeff, you have an amazing guitar style. What are your influences? And I asked that question. It's a very cliche question, but it really opens up a lot of conversation.
So a guitar player probably who I most admire is Steve Cropper.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also very much into Richard Thompson and other... I try to stay away from like blues cliche sort of stuff.
You like what you like. You do you know? It's just, you know, I like someone asked me who my favorite band was the other day, and I'm like, Pearl Jam, I don't care. That's my favorite band. It's why I picked up a guitar, you know? So if you say like Al Kooper or something, who cares?
Right. Yep.
You know? Jeff also plays
Blood, Sweat and Tears.
Yeah. He doesn't play in Blood, Sweat and Tears.
Do you play in a Blood, Sweat and Tears cover band?
No. I played in a Bee Gees cover band.
Yes.
Really? Just to let our listeners know, I'm talking to the I Want You. They just performed live on WMFO. Please continue. I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure like people are like, who are these guys just talking?
Jeff, I was going to say, Jeff plays with the Weistronauts too, who you played with.
We actually
they got a nice spin today.
We had the honor of playing last Thursday night, the first night of the Mikey D anniversary show.
I was there until I had to leave. I had another engagement, but I stayed until about 9:30.
Yeah.
It was a great night, you know, and John Pojeda played acoustic, Aaron Perino, whose voice just kind of made the roof come off the top a little bit there. Like, that room was just way too small for his voice, which is a compliment to him. I hope if he's listening, he takes it that way. It was a fun night. It was great.
It was great to see Permafrost.
Yeah. So that's a great band. Yeah, we played your cover, the Weistronauts cover of Pleasant Valley Sunday.
Yeah.
Monkeys that you performed here. On, you know, I like to spin a couple of those tracks because it's our 30th anniversary. So I didn't realize that. That's great.
Yep.
So
it's important to know Jeff's an amazing drummer as well.
Yes.
The whole band is drummers, so it's a very gig for me.
It's hard to be a drummer in this band.
I'm in a band that's like, the same way. It's like everybody plays everything, and it's kind of cool in a way because you can just like, oh, no, here, let me sit down and show you what I do, and then there'll be like that moment where you're like, who the hell is this guy? Oh, okay, okay.
Right, right.
It's like you get pissed, and then you're like, thank God he showed me that. Kind of thing.
Blake was the drummer in this band in the last iteration.
Yeah, the last iteration I played the drums, and then I started out on the guitar with the band. The thing I like about this iteration, I think the most is that's been great, is we did what you were saying before, where we did a little bit of switch up. So I was like, I might play guitar, but I might, you know, do a little something else.
Right.
And Jim was jumping around and playing bass as well as playing some other things. And I just like this like solid aspect. Everyone's like, like locking down. Like it was just a weird thing that I took up the 8-string bass because we lost our 8-string bass player.
Yeah, it's saw that in there. I was going to ask you about that. That's always that always blows my mind.
And I'm like, the only way we're going to keep this is if I play it.
So I remember Jeff Ament from Pearl Jam. We talked about him. I talked about Pearl Jam earlier. Played that 12-string bass on Jeremy. It's like three tight, skinny strings for each note.
I didn't realize that. Oh,
that's why you get that really weird, bizarre sound on that robotic kind of sound on the, you know what I mean? So it's cool. I saw that. I immediately thought of that. So
it was funny because I actually, I had played a 12-string in high school. It was like a, I don't know, it was like a Warwick or a Dean or something like in the guitar shop. But I never played an actual 8-string. It's just, I love it. It's so much fun.
Cool. Yeah. I love those multi-string, like a 12-string Fender hockey stick, like 66 electric guitar. I'm like, that's my hockey stick motion there.
It's almost like having two guitar players without having two guitar players.
It is.
Blake gets to cover some of that range as well. Yeah. Which means I get to just like not play much.
That's great.
It's been kind of fun, like, too. I like the stuff where we're like, we recorded that Watershed was one of the tracks we played. We're working on a new mix, and I like how, like, it's like there's a bass guitar, a baritone guitar, and a high guitar.
Yeah.
And it's just like, but it's all playing the same melody line. So it's got this interesting, like,
that's cool.
Like, full range thing.
What, you know, we have some really big music nerds listening, I'm sure. What type of baritone guitar are we talking here?
Well, I just because of the strings, so
it's just the 8-string.
The 8-string because of the matchup.
They
do it like so. It's like the four bottom strings on a 12-string, where those are actual octaves of each other.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then like you know, on a 12-string, the higher strings are just the unison. But yeah, nice. So it's, you always have that like kind of octavey sound. But it's interesting. Like you can do a lot of different techniques with it. Like the palm muting takes out the high end.
That's cool. Yeah, I have a bass six, Fender six.
Oh yeah.
Those things are so dope, man. And I have a nice Labella flat wounds on there.
Yeah. Mm.
And you can do like the James Jamerson thing, but then you can do like the Glenn Campbell thing.
Right.
All in one.
Yeah.
And one, one just sitting on the couch. You can just go from back and forth. It's nice. The I Want You in studio. So where did you guys record? Or where do you like to record?
So we do a lot of the stuff in-house. We have done some stuff in the past with other people. Joel's done some mixing and mastering for us. We've also worked with Matt Gerard. But yeah, all the current stuff, I'm using Pro Tools. And then we just, do it up in our space. Yeah. I have like one of the last independent, like in the basement of some like realty place.
Yeah, that's great. Location.
We have a great space.
I DIY in my house myself, so... And then I'll do the drums at someone's office or something.
Yeah.
And you get like this weird, wow.
The last space we tried that in, we had worshiper practicing downstairs. And it was just not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens too. Yeah, we'll just do it the space. No one's ever here on like 8 a.m. on a Thursday. Right. And then that's when like the loudest drummer in Boston is just practicing.
Well,
I figured I'd get an hour in before work.
Well, they weren't. The worshiper wasn't as bad because we don't play heavy metal.
So
it's not like conflicting. But then, like, I think the night switched, and all of a sudden it was a cover band playing like Brown Eyed Girl, really even louder than worshiper. And I'm like,
That band's making more money than any of us playing music.
Yes.
Just to remind you. Just to let you know.
I can't even. Oh, I saw like a meme where it was like when you like dissing my cover band and like and he's like wiping his like tears with $100 bills.
Exactly. Oh yeah, I mean we run the same problem. This one guy, he was playing like he was playing something that sounded like a sex scene from like a Steven Seagal movie in like the early 90s, just for like an hour, just this weird like Red Shoe Diaries bull crap, you know, and you know, and we're trying to rehearse, like record stuff on our phone just to kind of get our ideas down, and in the background you hear just yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, I remember recording in between metal band takes at the old Charlestown space with the band The Thungs. That was always great. It's like, all right, they stop. We got 3 minutes. Hurry up.
That's
they're
awesome.
Smoking. I see him outside right. Smoking.
So, recording wise, what do you have available for people to hear? How can they get your music?
Oh, if you go to our website, theiwantyou.com, we have links to YouTube. There's tons of videos. We got like, I think 15 videos now. We got like 3 scheduled that we're going to have out before the end of the year.
15 music videos.
Yes.
Yeah. I have a lot of fun doing visual stuff, and then Jim does too. So we always have these funny kinds. So some of, you know, they're DIY as well as like big productions. So
why not?
Yeah, I got the first video is a Lego stop motion.
Yeah.
So we got animation that's cutouts that's like all in a graveyard. We got Jim like traveling across the country. He just like filmed everything like going across the country and then like edited it together. And
that's awesome.
All fun. But yeah, if you go to the iwantyou.com, it's got all the videos, all of our music. You can buy it, download it, and links to Bandcamp and all that good stuff. But like, yeah, we're doing a lot of good stuff. Please sign up for our mailing list because we'll get to you directly.
And that's the THE, the letter I, want, WANTYOU.com.
Yes. Yep.
That is correct.
Wow. It sounded like a hemorrhoid commercial there. Interesting.
We got to solve for that.
Exactly. Well, it's important, you know. And so do you have any shows coming up?
Right now, I think the only show that's like locked down is Ralph Steiner out in Worcester.
Great spot.
On August 9th. We're playing with Eyewitness, who played the WMFO.
Yes, they did. They're a fabulous band. They're a Central Mass band, right? They're based in the Worcester, Leominster, Fitchburg area, or something like that.
They said they were from Providence, but I think they've resettled somewhere in Massachusetts.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
And then Tis Task will also be playing that night.
I'm not sure who the fourth band is.
I think they just added. But yeah, I think that's the next one. We're working out some other stuff. Now we just did the Rumble. So right now we're like
you were a Rumble band.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. We did the second night.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
And man, that was a great experience. But yeah, it kind of I had planned on having another Lego video out, and we had planned on releasing an EP and all this stuff, and we're like, we got to focus on doing this.
Yeah. And it sneaks. It sneaks up on you, and you're just like, and you just have this weird feeling when you're performing in the Rumble too. It's like the pressure is like, I'm going to go 30 seconds over 30 minutes, aren't I? And I'm going to be disqualified. It's hilarious.
It was great though. We met a lot of cool bands and people too. And
yeah.
It's interesting. There's people that we knew too.
It's a networking event kind of, and you reconnect with people you haven't seen in a while.
Right.
It's a good experience. It's good that it exists.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Thanks to Angel. She worked really hard to make it continue to happen.
People like Angel and obviously Joel Simkis, our fearless leader here.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, there are a lot of people. On the town with Mikey D. It's a pleasure to have Joel here and his skills just at the at the disposal of bands to get like a nice live recording.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yes.
Opens up opportunities for everyone. Yeah.
One of my favorite anecdotes with Joel is I was doing a recording with the Toys, and I really was like, ooh, I really hear like a bell chime sound. So I pulled, like, I had a percussion thing, pulled out a bell, and I'm like, ding, and it just played it. No, nothing's playing. He's like, ooh, that's great, but I'm gonna have to pitch that up a third. And I'm
it's just second nature.
Yes.
He could be like paying his bills and stuff, and like mixing something at the same time.
Golden years.
You hear that, Joel? It's a compliment.
He's mixing with his knees while he's doing other things.
that is a disturbing image. No, I'm just kidding. Well, anyway, guys, I appreciate you coming. You're supporting us as much as we're supporting you. And thanks for coming by tonight. Again, it's the I Want You, theiwantyou.com for their amazing stop motion videos and their awesome music. And again, you can find out where they're playing. Ralph's Diner coming up soon in June, you said?
August 9th.
August 9th. Yeah. So, yeah.
Relatively soon.
Wait, a little bit off, but we'll have video releases coming out before then.
Okay, great. Anyway, thanks for coming by, and you guys have an amazing night, and I'm sure Joel will set you up with an amazing live recording, as he always does, and thank you for coming in.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
This is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Is on the town with Mikey D, Jason Lane hosting local music here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Just heard "Do Not Forsake Me, Oh My Darling," episode 4, "The Chimes of Big Bend," and that followed the Impulse Powers "Swimming" and Megan Tracy's "Fiercely" off of that EP of the same title, and of course back there, Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys. We happen every Wednesday night on 91.5 FM WMFO, and then we have been doing this for 30 years. We have a Facebook page on The Town with Mikey D. You know, drop us a note if you're interested in ever playing on The Town with Mikey D. We do a live performance, or if you'd like to find out where to send music, you can go there as well. I'm going to be signing off tonight. It's been a pleasure hanging with you. We'd like to thank the I Want You for coming in. We had a great conversation earlier. You can download the podcast tomorrow at WMFO.org. I leave you with amazing music from major stars. It's called Alert off their Motion Set LP.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Your wish is granted.